The first outbreak of the African disease monkeypox in the Western Hemisphere has been traced to infected prairie dogs in an Illinois pet shop. And it's believed the prairie dogs caught the disease from an African import that also lived at the pet store, a Gambian giant pouched rat. To find out more about this little-known creature, we called an expert. Joanne Randonitis is a keeper at the Hogle Zoo in Salt Lake City, where the giant rats are part of the education program. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
I understand that the Hogle Zoo has not one but two Gambian rats. What are their names?
They are named Gabby and Eureka.
Joanne, I got to tell you, when my oldest son said that he wanted a pet rat a number of years ago, I was privately horrified, but I went along with it. But, you know, the rat was actually quite a wonderful pet.
Right.
How about these Gambian rats?
They do not make very good pets at all. They're very temperamental, and they're also very territorial. They're also rather large, so you need a lot of space to take care of them so that they'll have a good quality of life.
What's large?
A giant pouch rat can weigh almost 3.5 pounds, and they can probably grow to be about 1.5 feet long.
That's a lot of rat.
Mm-hmm, it sure is.
And tell us about those pouches. What's that all about?
In their cheeks, they have these big skin flaps that they use, and they'll go out in the wild and gather food and store it all in their pouches, then go back to their nests and unload it in a little food cache, and then they'll just sit there and eat that.
What do you feed these giant rats?
They get a whole selection of fruit and vegetables. Gabby particularly likes grapes, and she'll just take grapes and keep shoving them in her pouches until she has a whole face full of grapes.
I suppose, as you know, the Gambian rat has not been getting much good press these days.
Yes, I've been reading about that, too.
But you're the ambassador now for the Gambian rat. Tell me, what do you like about this rodent?
I really appreciate how intelligent they are. I'm working on training with the rats to teach them to come to me and to target, to crate. Their learning ability is just, they're very quick. They can be very vocal. When they get excited or they feel threatened, they'll fill their cheek pouches with air, and then they'll release the air, and it makes like a muffled sound. The rats in the morning, they will vocalize for me. They'll come and they'll squeak at me because they're familiar with me. So I think that we have a good working relationship.
When you take these animals around to classrooms or to rest homes, how do people respond to these giant rats?
I think first off, people can't get over how large they are. And all the people that are at the presentations are allowed to touch the rat in a controlled way, though. And I think then people can warm up to a rat.
Joanne Randonitis is on the animal care staff in the Docent Animal Facility at Utah's Hogle Zoo. Joanne, thanks for taking this time with us today.
Great. Thank you very much.